As you know, the 4th is going to be on a Tuesday this year, so we'll be kicking off the festival on Sunday this year, starting on the 2nd, and the 3rd, and then the 4th will be, of course, the fireworks, and we'll have all the usual vendors and all the great music and all the great weather. We've been fortunate. We've had perfect weather for as long as I can remember.
Now, when we talk about it, it's going to run Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Tuesday being the 4th. What are the hours that this all goes on?
We always start at noon. We start kickoff with great music, local talent. A lot of people know our local music scene, and they come down just for that. And they know our local food scene, and they'll get a good taste of that. And it's all very familiar. So, and it's like really good stuff. And, you know, it's so routine that people just really look forward to it. And we try not to change it up too much just for the familiarity of it. And
sure, because a lot of people, when they're in town for the 4th in particular in Marquette, they know that's kind of a good gathering place because you got it set up for that.
It's traditional.
Yeah.
And they look forward to that. And we try to stay with that. So, you know, starting at noon on Sunday, we'll kick it off. And we're really looking forward to it this year.
It goes till about, what, 9, 10 o'clock until dusk, until whatever, you know, somewhere.
We'll see whatever happens.
I like that. I like
no,
that.
No, at 10 o'clock. We'll wind it up about 10, 10:30.
Now, this is also through the Marquette County Exchange Club that you do this. And how does that work? I mean, I know with some of the funds raised, you do some programs and whatnot.
Oh, yes. Always, we will raise about $35,000-$40,000, and of course over the 3 days, and we can't do that without the many volunteers. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, we're
volunteers actually, being the key word here.
Yeah,
you're out there and you receive part of those funds from the Exchange Club, call me, get in touch with me, and help me out here come this
Well, what is that number to give you a call? Hey, how do people volunteer for this?
They call me at 249-1595. I'll be happy to talk to you, or 360-6926.
It is just about 8:20 on this Tuesday morning as we are underway with the program. In the studio with us is Gino Angeli. He's president of the Marquette County Exchange Club, co-chair of the 4th of July International Food Fest. Gino, let's talk about the Marquette County Exchange Club. You raise these funds, you give them to various groups. I'm just curious, what are some of the groups? Who do you help out when you do these things?
Oh, name one from Big Brothers Big Sisters, any of the scouting organizations, an athletic youth and athletic endeavor in the city, hockey, soccer,
a little bit of everything.
Everybody gets a piece. The Women's Center, we're big on Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah,
you know, so boy, we hit them all.
And that's what the money that is raised at the 4th of July.
And that's what's great about this event. We raise enough money for we can take care of a lot of organizations. And I think the community gets that. When they come down in the droves, that they come down and contribute to our organization and our event, they know that we cover a lot of ground with those funds. I mean, and it helps.
So you're looking for volunteers. You're always looking for volunteers when you're putting on an event of this scale. What's the best way to get involved?
To get involved with this is if you belong to one of these organizations that receive funds from the Exchange Club, talk to your organization, see how you can get involved and help us out. Or like I said earlier, call me anytime, leave a message. My phone's always on. 249-1595 or 360-6926, and I've got a schedule. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of room. Anybody and everybody can come down and help you. Age really doesn't matter. I've got a job, believe me.
If you've got the time, then Gino's got a job for you.
I've got a job for you.
So let's give them the schedule one more time again. What's happening with the 4th of July International Food Fest?
Well, we'll be putting up tents that Thursday before the 4th the 2nd of July, so that's like the 28th or 9th, somewhere right in there. And then the event, actual event is July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Will be, and that's starting on a Sunday at noon, go to about 10, 10:30, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then, of course, the fireworks will be on the 4th of July. And keep your eyes and ears open. There'll be various announcements coming up. We have a nice parade coming. There'll be clubs selling, other service clubs will be doing 50-50 raffles for raising funds for the 4th of July. There'll be a lot coming up and a lot going on. So pay attention and participate, and we'll have a great 4th.
What are those numbers again that you can give that folks can call to volunteer?
Oh, 249-1595. Or 360-6926.